Random House Audio presents I Kiss Your Hands Many Times, Hearts, Souls, and Wars in Hungary. This is the author, Marianne Szegedi-Maszak. To Hannah and Aladar, my mother and father. For the significance of a noble family lies entirely in its traditions, that is, in its vital memories. And he was the last to have any unusual memories, anything different from those of other families. Giuseppe de Lampedusa, the Leopard. Prologue. I was brought to our house on Patterson Street in Washington, D.C., 4 days after I was born, in the spring of 1955, and I grew up to the sound of languages I couldn't understand. My father was 51 when I was born, my mother 39, and my brothers, Peter and Andrew, were much older than I, 5 and 7 years respectively. My mother's parents and older sister lived with us, so I spent much of my childhood observing the complex interplay of the many adults in my life, longing to be included in the combative, exclusive society of older boys, and sitting silent, daydreaming, picking up the gist of topics as conversations in the many secret languages in which they were all fluent, Hungarian, French, German, to a lesser extent Portuguese, swirled around me. My older brother Andy spoke German and Hungarian, but at age 5 had concluded that these were far less useful than English, which was what was spoken in kindergarten. Following the tradition of immigrant children everywhere, he refused to speak German and Hungarian when at home, thereby persuading all the elders that in America, children needed to assimilate. And assimilation meant speaking only English. By the